hoodwinked into thinking. Thinking I'm the author of these thoughts. But now I know I'm not. I can let go. Kick back and just take notice. See what unfolds and forms. Reforms, deforms, deletes, repeats, unwinds. What scenarios and fancies invigorate invention? There is solace in the fact that folks are so wrapped up in themselves, they have no time to think of you. Us, me, them. But I do. Think of you. Or did. Embellish now with detail that was probably never there. Grainy mists of grey and breath shapes in tracing paper. The streets felt like old movies, you emerging from that winter fog. Spectre-like and elegant. A coy smile from a fur-lined hood. A wink without breaking stride. I should have stopped to speak. Engage, but didn't, so it doesn't matter. Lack of gumption bred assumption. Mumbled, gurgled pleasantries, mouthing plumes of flavoured vapour. Harmonious with the horizons of glass factory chimneys churning, all smoke, steam and mirrors. Mysteries I would never figure out. Mysteries that were, again, maybe never there. Figures fading into fog. Clues coagulate, then evaporate. On a nondescript day of February grey. Who is hoodwinked anyway? Who is the hoodwinker? A good thinker, a little tinker. Tailors, soldiers, spies. And another poem dies. Questions implode at source, yet remembered in their asking. Blank canvases can be daunting, yet so enticing.